Hey there, future web wizards. Get ready for a deep dive into web development. You know, stuff that's perfect for all you high school techies out there. We've got some really cool materials from the Philippine Science High School, MC Knowledge Hub, I think it's called. It covers like everything from, you know, basic HTML to like some pretty awesome CSS tricks.
Yeah. It's like a sneak peek into Computer Science 3, right?
Exactly.
We're going to break down all those sometimes confusing coding concepts, show you how to build websites that actually do stuff, not just, you know, static pages.
Yeah. Like, think Crash Course, but way more fun. You know, we're talking about visuals, forms, making those cool layouts, even animations. Might sound a bit technical, but trust me, it's super creative and fun. Promise. No more tech jargon headaches after this. So first up, I guess we got to tackle loops in JavaScript. Imagine having to write the same code, like over and over. Ugh, so boring.
Yeah, for sure. Loops are a lifesaver in coding, let you repeat stuff like a bunch of times. Super useful for, I don't know, think like generating lists or making animations happen. The materials cover three types: for loops, while loops, and do while loops. They each have their quirks.
Right. And they even have a real world example in the materials printing random numbers on a web page. Mm-hmm. It's a cool way to see it in action.
Yeah.
You know, and you can actually try it yourself after this deep dive. Okay, but let's switch gears for a sec. Let's get visual. Think CSS box model. Ever wonder how websites get all those images and text boxes and buttons organized? Like, how do they fit it all together?
Right. The CSS box model, it's kind of like their secret weapon. Every element on a page, think of it living in its own invisible box. And that box, well, it's got margins, borders, padding, and the actual content. Master that, and boom, you're designing layouts like a pro.
It's kind of like, I don't know, arranging furniture in your room. Space around each piece, the frame, maybe some extra cushioning, you know. Once you get the hang of it, you can make your website look exactly how you want it. Static web pages are okay, I guess, but let's be real. Dynamic is where it's at.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's where Handlebars comes in. This tool, it injects data into your HTML. So you create like dynamic content. Imagine personalized birthday cards. You know, automatically fills in the name and age. That's Handlebars in action.
So not just building a page, but a template that adapts.
Yeah.
Right, changes based on the data. Speaking of getting info, those forms we see everywhere online, sign-up pages, surveys, all that, it's all about collecting info from users, right?
Right. HTML forms are key for that. Let users input stuff, send it back to the server. You know, the materials go over all the important input types like text boxes, password fields, radio buttons, all that jazz.
Yeah. Plus, how to, like, customize how those fields look and behave is pretty cool. You suddenly realize, like, wow, you can do way more than just a basic form.
Yeah.
Style it, you know, match your website, add validation, make sure people are putting in the right info, even like make elements react to what the user does.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting it. Makes everything feel so much more, I don't know, alive and engaging, you know?
Totally. And it's not even that hard. A few lines of code can make a huge difference. Okay. Can't forget about the basics of web navigation.
Yeah.
Links. Not just for jumping between pages, though. You can style them in all sorts of creative ways.
Yeah. Links are super versatile. You can make them look like buttons, create those cool interactive menus, even change their look, you know, depending on whether they've been visited or not.
It's like those small details that can make your website feel, I don't know, polished. Got to pay attention to those link states, normal, visited, hovered, all that. All right. Time for the nitty-gritty. Web servers. Websites need a place to live online, right? They don't just magically appear.
Nope. Websites live on servers, they're like super powerful computers. Their job is to host and deliver those web pages to like the whole world. The materials get into Express.js. It's a popular framework for building these servers. It's like peeking behind the curtain, you know, seeing how the pros do it.
Yeah. And since we're talking about making websites run smoothly, the materials talk about this cool thing called image sprites. Ever notice how some websites like load super fast? Even with tons of pictures, they might be using image sprites. It's this smart trick that combines a bunch of images into one big file.
Right. Image sprites are all about optimization. The fewer requests your browser has to make, the faster your website loads. It's a win-win for both, you know, the user and the person who made the website. Plus, it's kind of cool for making smooth animations.
Like one image, but you can use it for like so many things. And while we're on the topic of making websites more engaging, we can't forget about multimedia. Adding video and audio can really, you know, level up your website, make it more dynamic and interesting for users.
Yeah, multimedia is super important for creating those immersive online experiences. The materials cover the basics, common formats for video and audio, how to embed players using those video and audio tags, even how to use YouTube for hosting your videos. That's a game changer, especially when you're just starting out.
For sure. Takes away all the hassle of hosting those big video files yourself. Super easy to integrate video content into your site. This whole deep dive. It's actually also available as a video podcast
Yeah.
on our website. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel too.
Yeah, tons of cool stuff there. And since we're talking about cool stuff, let's get back to those HTML forms. They're way more than just basic input fields. It's like your website's way of having a conversation,
Yeah, it's like you open up this toolbox full of interactive elements. Did you know, like, you can even use different types of fields? Passwords, numbers, dates, all that. It's about choosing the right tool, you know?
Exactly. And the best part is you can customize them using attributes. Like, want to limit how much someone can type? There's an attribute for that. Want to make a field mandatory so they can't skip it? Boom, there's an attribute for that too.
The materials do a really good job explaining those attributes, even if you're just starting out,
Oh.
like setting default values, adding placeholder text, even validating user input to make sure it's in the right format.
Right. Validation is so important. Make sure the data you collect is clean, usable. Imagine someone signs up with a fake email address. Validation can like catch that before it even gets to your server.
It's like a bouncer at the door, making sure only the good stuff gets in. Plus, validation makes forms easier to use, guide users, like what type of keyboard pops up on their phone or automatically focus on the right field.
It's all about making it smooth, intuitive for the user. And once you've got those basic input fields down, you can get fancier. Drop-down menus, radio buttons, check boxes. Each one has its own set of attributes and uses. It's like leveling up.
The materials even walk you through building a real login form. Username, password, the whole deal. Classic example. You'll probably use this in like almost every web dev project. But once you've got the form, you got to like figure out what to do with the data people submit, right? That's where JavaScript events come in.
Yeah, this is where it gets really cool. They explain how you can use JavaScript to, listen for specific events, like when a form is submitted or a user changes a value. Then boom, you can trigger a function to like actually do something with that data. It's like a chain
It's
reaction.
like you set a trap, and when the user triggers it, like hits it, submit your code springs into action. You can validate data, send it to a server, even like update what's on the page dynamically.
Right. The possibilities are kind of endless. They even show you how to grab the values from those input fields so you can do calculations, manipulate stuff. Think like a form that calculates the total cost in your shopping cart. That's JavaScript, baby.
It's amazing what you can do with like a few lines of code. Speaking of code, though. The materials really emphasize, writing clean, organized code, adding comments, explaining what's going on, using, good variable names.
It's like writing an essay,
Yeah.
Clear writing makes it easier to understand. And trust me, when you're working on big projects, well-organized code, it's a lifesaver. Makes it easier to understand, debug, even work with other developers.
Collaboration is key. So we talked about HTML forms, handling user input with JavaScript events. Let's go back to those CSS events. They're not just for cool visuals. They can make your website easier to use too.
Oh, yeah. Like you can style links based on their state. Have they been visited? Are they being hovered over? It's a nice way to give the user like visual feedback. Makes your website easier to use.
It's the little things. They can make a big difference. The materials have some really good examples, showing how to use CSS events to create those effects.
And the best part is CSS events, they work on like pretty much every browser, so your website will work for everyone.
Speaking of support, gotta think about browser compatibility. You want to make sure your website looks good and works properly, no matter what browser someone is using.
Yeah, you don't want to spend all this time making a perfect website and then it's broken in a different browser. That would be the worst.
Totally. The materials highlight some important stuff, like use standard HTML, standard CSS, and test your website in a bunch of browsers before you launch it for the world to see.
Good point. Testing is key. They also, stress the importance of staying up to date. Web development is always changing, new stuff all the time. So you got to keep learning, adapting. Speaking of new tech, have you heard of Flexbox? It's the CSS layout module. Makes
Right.
creating like flexible and responsive layouts way easier.
Fluxbox is amazing. So much better than those old ways of doing it, using floats and tables. With Flexbox, you can easily control how things are aligned, their direction, order, all within a container. It's like superpowers. I love how Flexbox makes it easy to create responsive layouts.
Yeah.
You know, so they adapt to different screen sizes. The materials explain the key concepts and even walk you through building a responsive navigation bar using Flexbox.
It's a really good resource for anyone who wants to, you know, master Flexbox. And once you get that down, you can move on to even more advanced stuff like CSS Grid, even more layout skills.
So many tools. It's awesome. But with all this focus on design and functionality, sometimes we forget about, you know, something equally important, web accessibility.
Yeah, accessibility is making sure your website can be used by everyone, no matter what their abilities are. The materials touch on some key points, like using semantic HTML, you know, providing alt text for images.
They might seem like, you know, small things, but they make a big difference for people with disabilities, like those who use screen readers. Plus, making your website accessible, it's not just the right thing to do. It helps your SEO and makes your site better for everyone.
Totally. Accessibility is good for everyone. Now, let's talk about another important thing, performance optimization. Nobody likes a slow website.
Oh, for sure. We've all been there, waiting for a page to load, getting frustrated, maybe even giving up and going somewhere else. The materials talk about a bunch of techniques to make your website faster. Optimizing images, reducing HTTP requests, using browser caching. It's like taking your website to the gym. Get it in shape.
Yeah, exactly. They even talk about measuring your website's performance. Using tools like Google Page Speed Insights, you can see how fast it is, how efficient, helps you figure out what needs work.
Like giving your website a report card. But optimizing performance, it's not just about making things faster, it's about creating a better experience, you know?
Absolutely. When your website is fast, people are more likely to stick around, check out your content, and come back for more.
It's like the difference between a clunky old computer and like a brand new super fast one. One's frustrating, the other one makes you feel like you can do anything. Speaking of feeling empowered, let's recap. HTML, CSS, JavaScript, web servers, performance, accessibility, design. Phew, we covered a lot.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. But hopefully, you know, you feel inspired to keep learning. Web development is all about that. Continuously learning, exploring. There's so much out there. Online tutorials, those interactive coding platforms, all those online communities. So much to discover.
It's like this whole world of knowledge right at your fingertips. And the best part, there's something for everyone. Whether you like watching videos, reading documentation, diving into code challenges, you'll find something that works for you.
And speaking of clicking, have you ever thought about like adding some cool stuff to your website? CSS animations, transitions, you know, like a button that changes color smoothly when you hover over it, or text that fades in when you scroll, those little touches that make things so much more, I don't know, alive.
It's like a little bit of magic. And CSS animations are surprisingly easy. You can do so much with just a few lines of code.
And once you get the basics, there's even more advanced stuff out there. Libraries and frameworks that give you even more control. But remember, animations should always have a purpose, you know? They shouldn't just be there for no reason. They should make the website better for the user.
Totally. It's like adding sprinkles to a cupcake. A few is nice. Too many. It's just too much. Speaking of flavor, can't forget about design and web development. Good code is super important, but how your website looks, that's just as important.
For sure. Design principles like color theory, typography, visual hierarchy, all that stuff can make a huge difference in how people see and interact with your website.
It's like your website is a digital storefront. You want it to be welcoming, easy to navigate, nice to look at, just like you wouldn't want to shop in a store that's messy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same with a website. It's got to be well designed.
Exactly. And just like coding, there are tons of resources for design. Don't be afraid to experiment. Colors, fonts, layouts. Find what works for you, what reflects you, what reflects your message.
It's all about finding your own voice, your own style in both your code and your design. But remember, while it's great to experiment, push boundaries, you know, you always got to keep the user in mind. A website that looks amazing but is difficult to use, it's just not a good website.
Yeah, usability and accessibility, always. A website that everyone can use, that's the best kind of website.
So we covered a ton in this deep dive. Loops, CSS box model, handlebars, forms, CSS events, links, servers, image sprites, multimedia, performance optimization, accessibility, design principles. It's been quite a journey.
It has. But hopefully, you know, you're feeling inspired to keep exploring. The world of web development, it's always changing. There's always something new to learn.
Exactly. There are new technologies to explore, new challenges to conquer. Embrace the challenges, celebrate the victories, and never stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one creating the next big website, the one that changes the world.